Lumber is now a hot commodity. That's because we're in the midst of a building boom. Demand for supply is high, supply is low, and lumber prices are soaring. Let's bring in Robin Farzad for a closer look. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hello, Tanya.
So we understand the what and a little about the why. We're in the midst of this building boom. But what are some of the other reasons why there's not enough lumber to keep up with the current demand?
Tanya, I think with like so much else in supply chain planning, I mean, you and I have talked about toilet paper, Purell, pickles. Who could have planned for this? It's, you know, put yourself in the fateful spring of 2020 and you run a lumber operation. The economy falls off a cliff. There's a record spike in unemployment and misery in just a matter of weeks. And so, of course, you're going to throttle your sawmills and cut workers. You're going to cut capacity and tell the timber trucks you just won't be needing that much this year. But then, bam! Interest rates plummet. Everyone is at home. This unreal boom in home building, additions, upgrades for remote work, it's kind of like a fetish. If you go and look up lumber on Instagram and TikTok and everything, there are all these memes about, oh, look at that. That's an unguarded lumber truck going down the street. It's going to get hijacked. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, this stuff is more valuable than gold.
Well, I mean, this could be a very simplistic question, but why is it hard for loggers to easily cut down more trees and to ramp up production to meet this demand?
Well, start with the supply-demand curve you now see. And lumber that used to cost, let's say, $10,000 is fetching $40,000. And there are clear weights. If you're lucky enough to bid successfully, if you're a prospective home buyer on a property and procure the right builder and contractors, you could still wait months for the requisite amount of lumber. Lumber just doesn't appear. You have to grow the trees as timber. They have to be harvested. It has to be the right kind of tree, whether you're talking about a kind of a premium Pacific Northwest or Canadian cedar versus maybe some of the inferior stuff you'll find in Dixie. And there's a true lumber shock. I mean, it's adding about $36,000 to the price of a typically built new home, according to home builders.
Wait, how much?
About $36,000 to the price of a typically built new home and about $13,000 to a typical apartment. So it's not incidental. And yes, you have a housing price surge, but that is adding more than an incidental cost to a medium new home.
Okay, well, looking long term, though, will this have a larger impact on the overall availability of housing?
Well, you're already seeing the lucky sawmills that are kind of at full tilt. They're selling boards and finished lumber before timber is even cut from the forest. I think the point of the bottleneck varies across this continent. Premium Canadian logs, they've been shipping like crazy to sawmills. They're eager to sell finished product at the steep premium you're seeing. Kind of what used to trade for $200 per unit is now $1,000. But Canada has also been hurt by a beetle infestation. On the flip side, the South in the U.S., you have a glut of trees, but sawmills aren't going to be able to take this on. So you're seeing distributors and builders capitulate and say, you know what, I'll pay. Give me what you got. But at some point, that has to hit a cry uncle point, especially with affordable housing being so dear and so rare in this economy.
Okay, I have about a minute with you, Robin. So without increasing the supply of lumber, is this situation actually expected to continue? What might we see in the future? Do you think prices will get back to normal in any time soon, really?
We know that various hits could cause a housing slump. You recall the Great Recession and what happened to home building. Indeed, much of these sawmills that aren't able to get it up quickly enough, they cut capacity after overproduction in the financial crisis. So what if the Fed jacks interest rates? It's not only going to make mortgages more expensive, it makes investments in sawmills and trucks and timber tracks costlier. But if prices stay this buoyant, you're going to see the various industries in the chain, they're going to contort one way or another to meet demand. Maybe you're going to see cheaper replacement materials or alternatives. But at some point, like I said before, someone is going to have to cry uncle. These are ridiculous price hikes.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.